Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
34945. I don't know if you'll find an account. I just placed an order 10 minutes ago.
34945.
Uh-huh.
Your first and last name, please.
Cindy McNeil, McNeal.
Okay.
I've already called one customer service member and they said they couldn't help me. I did a Walmart survey this morning and I usually don't do these because of matters like this, but I picked the earbuds, which I only needed to pay $6.99 for the shipping. So I put my credit card number in and I did everything I was supposed to do. And at checkout time, it showed me a watch and it asked me if I wanted it. And of course I did not, but it didn't give me a yes or no button. It just said complete my order. So I hit complete my order. Then it came up with the watch warranty, which again, it didn't show a place to, you know, not want it or want it. And then it said complete my order. So I did that. Now my order is $25 instead of $6, and I'm getting a watch and a warranty that I do not want. I only want the earbuds. How do I fix it? The other girl couldn't even find an account for me, even though I put all my credit card information in and got an email verifying it.
Okay, what was your last name?
McNeal, McNeal.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
One moment. And do you have an order number?
Do I have an order number?
Yes.
Yes, hold on. For some reason, it looks like a bogus website. My bank just sent me a notice asking me if I did something. I don't know. Here's the order number, 12566.
Okay. 12566. Mm-hmm. And what's your phone number, please? 772-293-1204. Thank you. Give me one moment, please. Okay. I'm not locating anything. You say you just purchased
well,
it.
Well, neither did anybody else. Who do you work for?
Well, we're calls and we answer the phone for different companies.
Well, that's what the last girl said. So I don't really understand. But my bank now is contacting me saying that it's fraudulent and now they want to close my card. And now
where did you find this number?
This number is on the email that they sent me. It says order details, then it tells me about my earbuds, then it tells me about the shipping for this or that.
And then it says Focus Watch Tech. It gave me that toll-free number, and then it gives me your Focus Earbuds Tech number, which is this number that I called. It says it's a Focus Earbud Tech. So apparently I'm just going to contact my bank, tell them it was fraudulent, and get a new card.
Okay, what's the first seat cilantro with the card you used?
Well, this is the same thing the last girl asked me. It's the last four or the first four?
First seat digits and last four.
4833-1200. And then the last four is 2712.
Thank you. One moment. All right. So, yeah, it's not showing we're charging the card.
All right. Well, somebody did charge it because it's already showing. So, it is fraudulent. All right. I don't know what to do. Somebody did charge it, though. It's already showing charged. All right. Thank you. I'll call the bank.
Go ahead. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. I apologize about that.